appointment to go CVS clinic to get a flu shot. Fun. What's the logic on this? Everyone, you know, in a few weeks, everyone's going to be stampeding to the ER because they got symptoms that could either be influenza or SARS coronavirus, whatever it is. Now, if everybody if the governor or the health director or everyone says that, everyone out there, get your damn flu injection, that eliminates that from the list of possible suspects. So in other words, I don't get a bunch of people in the emergency room who are there because they have flu. And I don't waste a lot of time with them.
I think that's the biggest thing they want to eliminate is people that are a bunch of false positives coming in and overloading the system.
Which is why if you don't have, you know, if the state can't organize, you know, a place drive-through of immunization, then at the very least get out there and say, look, even if you got to pay for it, if Medicare, TRICARE, Medicaid, private insurance doesn't pay for it, it's really, really, really important that you do it. Because we wanted to eliminate all the diseases and it isn't. You see what I'm saying? So now, if 100 people walk into my ER and, you know, 95% of them have the flu and 95% and the other 5% have COVID, SARS, whatever it's supposed to, whatever they're calling it, you know, what can I do if I can't immediately separate them out? I gotta waste a lot of time looking at people who, you know, are probably not gonna die right now.
It'll change in the next few weeks because they're supposed to be getting tests coming. There's only going to be 5 minutes for a test. And I think they're trying to get that so they can figure out, you know, who's basically asymptomatic and they're not showing any symptoms, but they do have it. They can get a better idea of what's going on so they know where the, what parts of the country they can open back up again.
But the thing there, too, is how many tests are currently available? Are there enough? What does it cost? And the results are not instantaneous. It takes a couple hours to process the results. I think the Germans now developed one that you can have results in 2 or 3 hours instead of 5 hours. But still, it's okay. We got to take the test and then, you know, get the hell out of my ER until I can call you back. Because that's why I'm saying everybody should be immunized from everything that they can be. So that eliminates everything that it isn't.
It's going to take more than the next few days. We're not going to know anything which way it's turning.
suspending it for another few weeks and trying to bring people prematurely out of quarantine. And, you know, oh, well, we got to get people back to work and get the economy moving again. No, because, you know, the longer you can isolate people from each other, the fewer cases there's going to be. Maybe when you start to see a downward trend in the number of new cases, you can relax some of the restrictions. I don't think we're there yet.
Talk to you later. You know, stay well. 73.